Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/coursemastery. You can do a search for The Best Hour, or you can go to our website, truththought.org, for our spiritual community, truththought.org for True Thought Spiritual Community. And I'm joined this morning with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
You look lovely today.
Why, thank you. Handsome husband.
This is a mutual admiration club.
Yes, it certainly is. And it's so much fun.
It is indeed.
It feels good.
Feels good. Today we're going to be talking through lesson 98. We'll be reading the lesson and having some conversation afterwards. Before we begin, let's join together as a community and join together in a moment of silence. Lesson 98. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. Today is a day of special dedication. We take a stand on but one side today. We side with truth and let illusions go. We will not vacillate between the two, but take a firm position with the one. We dedicate ourselves to truth today and to salvation as God planned it to be. We will not argue. It is something else. We will not seek for it where it is not. In gladness, we accept it as it is and take the part assigned to us by God.
How happy to be certain. All our doubts we lay aside today and take our stand with certainty of purpose and with thanks that doubt is gone and surety has come. We have a mighty purpose to fulfill and have been given everything we need with which to reach the goal. Not one mistake stands in our way, for we have been absolved from errors. All our sins are washed away by realizing that they were but mistakes.
The guiltless have no fear, for they are safe and recognize their safety. They do not appeal to magic, nor invent escapes from fancied threats without reality. They rest in quiet certainty that they will do what is given them to do. They do not doubt their own ability because they know their function will be filled completely in the perfect time and place. They took the stand which we will take today that we may share their certainty and thus increase it by accepting it ourselves.
They will be with us. All who took the stand we take today will gladly offer us all that they learned and every gain they made. Those still uncertain, too, will join with us and, borrowing our certainty, will make it stronger still. While those as yet unborn will hear the call we heard and answer it, when they have come to take their choice again. We do not choose but for ourselves today.
Is it not worth 5 minutes of your time each hour to be able to accept the happiness that God has given you? Is it not worth 5 minutes hourly to recognize your special function here? Is not 5 minutes of the hour but a small request to make in terms of a reward so great it has no measure? You have made 1,000 losing bargains at the least.
Here is an offer guaranteeing you, your full release from pain of every kind and joy the world does not contain. You can exchange a little of your time for peace of mind and certainty of purpose with the promise of complete success. And since time has no meaning, you are being asked for nothing in return for everything. Here is a bargain that you cannot lose, and what you gain is limitless indeed.
Each hour today, give him your tiny gift of but 5 minutes. He will give the words you use in practicing today's idea the deep conviction and the certainty you lack. His words will join with yours and make each repetition of today's idea a total dedication, made in faith as perfect and as sure as his in you.
His confidence in you will bring the light to all the words you say, and you will go beyond their sound to what they really mean. Today you practice with him as you say, I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation.
In each 5 minutes that you spend with him, he will accept your words and give them back to you all bright and with faith and confidence so strong and steady, they will light the world with hope and gladness. Do not lose one chance to be the glad receiver of his gifts, that you may give them to the world today.
Give him the words, and he will do the rest. He will enable you to understand your special function. He will open up the way to happiness and peace, and trust will be his gift, his answer to your words. He will respond with all his faith and joy and certainty that what you say is true. And you will have conviction then of him who knows the function that you have on earth as well as heaven. He will be with you each practice period you share with him, exchanging every instant of the time you offer him for timelessness and peace.
Throughout the hour, let your time be spent in happy preparation for the next 5 minutes you will spend again with him. Repeat today's idea while you wait for the glad time to come to you again. Repeat it often, and do not forget each time you do so. You have let your mind be readied for the happy time to come.
And when the hour is gone and he is there once more to spend a little time with you, be thankful and lay down all earthly tasks, all little thoughts and limited ideas, and spend a happy time again with him. Tell him once more that you accept the part which he would have you take and help you fill, and he will make you sure you want this choice, which he has made with you and you with him.
I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence before we continue. Acceptance really is the key word in this lesson. It's a huge part of the entire curriculum because in order to really grasp, know, and be a part of God's plan for salvation, you can't just be a small part of it. It's all-out acceptance, 100% acceptance. And that brings about a tremendous amount of fear for us as the body-mind, ego self, is always asking the question, you know, well, who will I be? What will I do? It even goes back to the conversation about desire, because if we don't desire it wholeheartedly, to be joined in union and relationship, then we are not, because you can't partly be joined in union and relationship. It's like pregnancy, though I've never been pregnant. Well, this life. but you either are or you're not. But you have to be wholly committed and wholly willing and wholly accepting. And this reflects back on all of the aspects of our lives where we think there's something like lack. If you've already been given all that is, it's not possible to experience lack. If you've already been given perfect health, then you can't possibly be sick. If you've already been given perfect life, you can't ever experience death. If you've already been given all of the gifts of all that is, and you are one with all that is, there's not a possibility of anything lacking or missing are for to necessary to be afraid of. And the only thing that you really have to give up is fear. Is the fear of giving up what you believe you understand. And that belief comes from the mind of the ego. We really have to give up the idea of beliefs, because that in and of itself requires a believer. And God didn't create believers. God created the extension of certainty, the extension of knowing, the extension of herself. So this is a beautiful lesson. And I love that he starts right out by saying, you know, the very first sentence is, today is a day of special dedication. Because we have to make the dedication, but we have to be 100% in now. We're almost literally just a couple of days away from being 100 days in. Mm. So could we say that we're 98% dedicated today? You know, less than 98. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. But I believe at this point, Mighty Companion, if you have joined with us and stayed with us and we are continuing on our journey, that our commitment continues to grow with our understanding of this curriculum. And if you are also reading the textbook as a companion to the lessons, God bless you. That will help you and give you strength to bolster your commitment and your dedication. But indeed, it takes 100% willingness to know that whatever is going on right now is perfect and there's nothing to fix. And ours is to accept it, knowing that everything is given. I can't even fathom the task of the Holy Spirit trying to help us all see that what is being done is for the good of all. Mm. With all of us running around, screwing it up all the time. So this lesson is a lesson of celebration. We've come 98 days into A Course in Miracles, and there's a lot to be celebrated. And it's time to really make a commitment now to being all in, 100%. Mm. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation.
Well, it's a really great thing that us running around in all the different kinds of directions, screwing it all up, doesn't really matter.
True enough.
And that's part of what this is saying. It's part of what it's saying is none of that matters. It's a good thing that it's just simply mistakes and that it doesn't really matter. And so sometimes it's just that keeps us from committing to spirit. It's that we don't believe that we're whole enough, perfect enough, worthy enough, and that we have to make ourselves pure in some odd sense of the word in order to come to this, in order to even believe that we would have a part in God's plan for salvation. And so this is, I love, it's almost like, you know, he's saying this in the, you know, click here every once an hour, just for 5 minutes. And, you know, and this is what is guaranteed you. For this little bit of your time, you get timelessness. For this little bit of your attention and dedication, you get certainty and a release from all of the limitation that we've placed on ourselves, and you get purpose and guidance and direction. And guess what? Just for this little bit, all of creation that has made this choice ever before or ever will make it stands with you in that moment. So it's really a compelling argument to, you know, if somebody were trying to quote unquote sell us something in the world, you know, we would probably click on that. And hey, you get a money back guarantee. You get a guarantee here. This is guaranteed, you know, to work for us, work with us, and to get in doing this, we get our trust, and we walk forth in certainty and trust and purposefulness. And so, give him these words. Give him just these words, and he will do the rest and enable you to understand your special function, show you the way to happiness, and peace and trust are the gifts in which your words are answered. Faith and joy and certainty are also the gifts. Conviction. And throughout the hour, spend it in happy preparation for those next 5 minutes.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Repeat the idea while you wait for the glad time to come again. See how beautifully we are being guided and led to practicing the presence moment by moment. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we celebrate this day of dedication, and we join together in this practice. Imagine everybody who's listening in those 5 minutes. We are all joined together, including all of creation. And all of those who will come to make that choice again. It's pretty beautiful. There's one self, and we come together as the one self that we are. We're buoyed up, one.
As one self.
As one self.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. And so it is. Thank you for staying with us today, mighty companion. You are dearly loved. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I sin.